Welcome to our first ever podcast named Not So Debate.
I am Ryan Rose.
And I'm Kanala LaFleur, and we are here with
Aiden Powell.
And today we are going to talk about cell phone policy and dress code.
Okay, so what's your opinion on the cell phone policy?
Do you think we should have one, or do you think it should be like certain limits to it?
I think there should be certain limits to it, because like I'm not saying we should be allowed to have them in classrooms, because like obviously people are going to abuse it. But I don't think that we should have to like keep them in our lockers or not bring them to school at all. I think we should at least be allowed to keep them in our pockets and stuff.
Okay, Ryan, what do you think?
I mean, pretty much what he said. Like, because if they take away the cell phone policy, people are just going to use it in their classes and not get anything done. And grades are going to plummet. Because what do you think?
I feel like if some teachers are okay with students using cell phones in their class, like after the lessons is done, then that's fine. But like not having it at lunch is kind of like wild, because I feel like we're not really doing anything at lunch. Some people don't even eat lunch. Some people just go there to socialize with their friends.
Yeah, that's what lunch is for. You socialize, and you're not there to like.
But some people don't even have friends to socialize with.
I kind of see that. Like I could kind of see that from a teacher's point of view or whatever about not having them at lunch. But it's like if we can't have them in classrooms or anywhere else, I mean, lunch and breakfast are like the other option so that we still get our phones and they get them not being in the hallways or in classrooms.
But like if you look at it at lunch, it'll teach us how to socialize more with other people. Like, okay, if you're staring at your phone all day, not talking to a single person, are you going to have good social skills?
I don't think it's really a problem with social skills. Like, for some people, that might be the case. But if you really think about it, like me and my friends, like, we always talk. And even if we did have our phones, like, we would still use our phones at lunch, but, like, also talk at the same time. Like, it's not really the issue with the phones, because either way, some people aren't going to talk to people or they are going to talk to people. The phones are just, like, there, really.
What do you think about the earbud policy too, because this ties in with the phone policy?
I feel like I would definitely say that them being in class, like while a teacher is teaching, probably isn't the best. But I think like when you're doing an assignment and like you don't have to be with a group or anything, like I think we should be allowed to use them then, because for some people music really helps when they're learning and stuff, or even just walking around in the hallways and stuff like that. I think they should be allowed to be used then.
Honestly, yeah, I agree with that, but I mean, that goes with the cell phone policy. They're gonna believe that we have our cell phones because we have AirPods in. Like that kind of, like.
I mean, but like even when we had earbuds, half of the people was connecting them to their iPad. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
It wasn't like just because you have earbuds in, don't mean you always have to have them connected to your phone. Like they could be connected to your iPad and you listen to music. And like some students really be zoned out in class because sometimes music really help people learn. Like if I don't have music to do an assignment, I'm not doing it, to be honest, because it's just like I don't do my assignments at school because I'm not listening to anything.
Yeah,
so I feel like they should allow us to have them when we want to do an assignment and make an exception for our phones to be on us when we do, but it's just a school.
Yeah, but they also allow us to have wired headphones as well, not just Bluetooth. Now we can't have the Bluetooth on us, like the Bluetooth ones, but we can have the wired ones that plug into our iPads.
But like, there's like no way for us to like obviously we know people find ways to get to YouTube, but like otherwise there's no way for us to like listen to music on our iPad without them finding a way to block it.
They block everything.
Yeah.
Like they block, I'm not gonna say like the school is bad, but like they block everything that helps students.
Like I would say like, I just think that we should be allowed to have our phones on us. Like, we don't have to even be on them except for, like, lunch and breakfast. But I think we should be allowed to have them on us and earbuds, too. And, like, in certain classes, if a teacher isn't okay with it, then we just don't use it in that class. And the teacher can, like, have their own rules with that, with taking phones and stuff like that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you think our school should have a dress code?
I think dress codes are necessary because, like, I mean, you don't want someone walking around in school, you know. But I think up to a certain point, like how last year, they stopped letting us wear pajama pants, and we have it back this year now. But last year we weren't allowed to wear them because they wanted us to come to school business casual and all this other stuff. And I think that was just doing too much, in my opinion, because like it doesn't really matter how anyone's gonna come to school, because most of these people will show up to work the same way or something like that. Like even we're not being allowed to wear certain types of jackets or whatever, because they're like deemed as coats or whatever. Like I think the dress code is good, but just up to a certain limit, like they begin to start to do a little bit too much.
I definitely agree with that, because yeah, think about it, we kids, we do not want to come to school
right.
every day. And like, you know, I find out outfit in the morning, it's really hard. Like some people should be allowed to be like, I'm gonna wear pajamas. Just because I have pajamas on, don't mean I'm not gonna learn anything
yeah.
at school. It just was making me comfortable being at school. And like what you said, like puffer jackets or like any jacket that's type kind of big don't mean it's a coat. Like people have crop jackets, that's not a coat. Like crop puffers, that's not a coat. But like you said, they deem it as coat.
Yeah.
I'll be completely honest, I don't know what any of those things are. What's a crop jacket?
Like a crop, like it's like a crop version of the jacket, of the coat. Like,
did you know what it was?
Not really.
I didn't know what it was.
All right, guys. What do you think, Ryan? Do you think we should have a dress code?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent.
I'm not saying coming to the school, you know, all loud and stuff. I'm just saying, like.
But, like.
You know,
but, like, okay. See, like, for the professionalism part, I can get, because some jobs don't allow you to wear pajama pants.
This
or
is
shirt.
Not a job, though.
Yeah.
I know.
To come to school.
I know, but, like. If you want to get into that habit of wearing stuff that's like professional, like I'm not even in professional clothes, I'm wearing shorts, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, some, you can't even wear like sweatpants to a job sometimes. Most of them you can't. You have to wear the attire that they are either given to you or like not dress up, but like look kind of nice.
I get that, but like I feel like that's not something that we should have to learn in high school. Like, compared to all the other stuff that we should be learning in high school that we're not learning, and the one thing we're learning about is trying to be business casual, I feel like that's not something that we should be learning in high school. Like, if you get a job that requires that, I'm sure you'll figure out on your own that, like, that's what you have to do to keep that job. But I don't think we should be, like, forced to learn.
Yeah, I feel like high school is not about business. Like, I'm coming here to learn. I'm coming here to get, like, a high school diploma. I don't even want to come here in the first place every day, but you've got to come to school, and it's like, if I'm being forced to come to school every day, I shouldn't have to be a business person, because it's like,
yeah.
It's school. It's 5 days out of the week of my time.
Because if you look around, there's a lot of students that dress, like, really nice on most days, but, like, some days people just don't have a lot to throw on, so they just want to put on some pajamas or something like that. And I don't think that should be, like, I mean, it's not restricted anymore, but that's just like the kind of point I'm going.
Like, some people don't be having an injury to put on
yeah.
nice clothes every day. Like, they want to come to school and wear everything.
Some people don't even have like those types of nice clothes. Like jeans aren't as cheap as some sweatpants. Like, you could get some sweatpants or you could get some pajama pants, but you can't like buy a good pair of jeans. So I mean, not everybody. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, not everyone owns jeans. But, I don't know. It's just like, some people dress too, I don't want to put, too.
I feel like boys don't get dress coded as much as girls.
Yeah, that's true.
I
mean,
like
that's true. That's
we
true.
We get more dress coded more than y'all because of the way our body is. And
yeah.
some ways we can't control.
Yeah,
like,
I definitely think that's weird. Like, even with the whole shoulder rule, or like you can't show your belly. Like I understand it to like an extent, but like it's also like that's their body, and it's like if anybody's looking at it, the student that's wearing it shouldn't be in trouble for it. Like, that's the other person's problem, and they should be handled.
Because y'all be wearing a lot of stuff, and I don't see none of y'all get dress coded.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I'm not even trying to be like rude. Like, y'all have more lenient, but like when it comes to us, cover that but a little bit of your belly is showing, a little bit of your jacket, y'all could be showing y'all muscles off and stuff. So I feel like if they're gonna have a dress code, they should dress code everybody equally instead of dress coding the girls heavily.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That is true. That I can admit that is true. Anything else? Anything else between you two?
No, I think that's all.
I think that's all. All right, Panther Press. Both sides had a good opinions and made good arguments. I hope you enjoyed our not so debate club.
See ya.